The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Unfucking Relatable Live.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, so besides Pat and his girlfriend, no one else clapped. Let's try that again. Welcome to Unfucking Relatable Live.
Woo!
Thank you for coming out on a Tuesday to Lawler's here in Chicago on Archer. It is a fantastic bar. Make sure you get a drink. Like I said, thank you for coming. Unfucking Relatable is part of Memoriam Development. It's one of our podcasts. On your table or on the counter there, you'll see that we have multiple podcasts. Make sure you check out all of those. We would really appreciate it if you did. I know that most of you probably already listened to them because you're here. So that's great. Just so you know, this is an interactive experience. That doesn't mean you can yell out shit during the middle of someone talking. But if you have questions, we are going to have a mic right up here. We're actually the mic that I'm holding right now in my hands. So if you have questions, we will have a segment, right? We're going to have a segment for that, Dave?
Sorry?
We're going to have a segment where they can ask questions?
If they like, sure.
But you don't want them just coming up any old time is what I'm asking.
No. There will be definite time for interaction and suggestions and other such things.
There will be other such things, guys. Other such things.
You're welcome.
So make sure you're willing to talk. In fact, I'm going to ask you guys to actually make some sounds for me here, just so I can make sure that you are alive and listening. So real quick, I want everyone in the audience to yell out their name.
Pat.
Pat, you're not in the damn audience. Shut the hell up.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, Pat.
My God. He's still Pat. All right. That wasn't bad. All I heard was a mush of words, though. So we're going to try that again. What is
Oh, that was because somebody's name was Mush.
Yeah, someone's name was Mush. You need to enunciate then. Sorry, Tush. So this time, I want everyone to yell out their favorite animal.
Aardvark.
Beaver.
Tush said beaver. I think she actually means the woodland critter that builds dams, but I could be wrong. So now that you've yelled out your favorite animal, think about that animal and go ahead and make the sound that that animal makes while having sex.
Cock!
Wait, was that yak, yak, yak? It was, oh, it was a yak, and yaks say yak when they bone? Of course they do. No, that's what I do, too. I'm always like, man, 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 man. Yeah. Oh, God. Now I feel embarrassed for saying that. Was that weird?
Yes.
Shut up, Pat. All right.
Weirder than you normally are?
Yes, even weirder than I normally am.
Okay.
If you are going to ask a question, just make sure you come up to this microphone. Without further ado, we are ready to go. Or is he just going to talk over there with Pat the whole time? You ready, Dave?
I'm Pat.
Yes, I know. Are you ready?
I'm not Pat.
You are,
but
no,
yes, you are.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know I'm Pat.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? Doesn't matter if you have family or friends. By the time that you get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. That there's no relief. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Woo! Wait, Dave wrote his own theme song and performed it? I had no idea. It's like he's got talent and shit. It's very quiet now. I feel like I have to fill the void.
Yeah, stop telling everybody I have talent. That's not cool. Yeah, I didn't remember my guitar stand, of course, which is really smart. Welcome to Unfucking Relatable. It is the series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. I am David. I am that unfucking relatable.
He is. For real.
With joining me and all of you this evening is Amanda.
Hi. I am not unfucking relatable, but I have lots of friends who are. I'm unfucking adjacent.
I'm Pat.
Son of a bitch.
I let him have that microphone. I'm sorry.
I think he just took it. I don't think he really let him have
it. Oh, no,
it.
I
he
asked
was like,
him.
I set this shit up. I get a mic.
Oh, he deserves it.
I'm recording it. I get a mic.
He absolutely deserves it. Okay, so how this show normally works is I tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the story.
Mm-hmm.
You judge me for said story.
And that's why I'm here, to judge you.
Yes. And today you guys will also get to judge me. You're welcome. There will be a, as promised, a contest, and we will get to that.
Can I win?
No!
You can participate, but you cannot win.
Well, then why would I participate?
For the
entertainment?
Thrill of it.
You're wearing my
eyes. Thank you, audience member.
Somebody said you're a big loser, and he said he agreed. It was weird. I don't know.
Stop lying.
He said, I love you. You're Pat.
Okay, so let's get down to the story.
Okay. Always the best part.
We'll see. Amanda.
Yes.
You and I are pretty good friends, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah. We've been friends for about 13 years or so now, so.
Is it safe to say it wasn't always that way?
I mean, you take a while to warm up to people, so probably.
I'd
I'm sure I irritated you at some point.
Probably true. Let's find out how.
Oh, boy. I have no idea what's about to happen, for real, so this should be interesting. I didn't know this was going to be apparently somehow about me.
I totally do. Clearly. I first met Amanda when she started dating my best friend and then roommate over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was pretty cool, but she catered to him too much, like she was trying too hard.
Hmm.
What?
It doesn't sound like
me
at all.
Was that a legitimate question? What? This was my impression.
Okay.
Amanda was, however, the happy medium between his previous two girlfriends, the taciturn ice queen, quote-unquote, model, and the nymphomaniac drunkard that jerked him off in the theater for the midnight opening night show of Star Wars Episode 3.
He probably still has it. You could ask him.
He doesn't talk to women very much.
With me sitting to his right, asleep nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
As I don't normally do well at late night movie showings, I'm like a parakeet. The light goes out, I'm comfortable, and I'm out like the aforementioned light. I was blissfully unaware of this until weeks later, and as if that wasn't weird enough, to her left was her little brother.
This is the ex, not me. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I said you're the happy medium between...
I'm not nearly that exciting.
Between... After a few months, my friend broke up with Amanda. Wondering why, she came to my job and kind of just planted herself in the area I was working. So many things about this made no sense to me. If you're looking for answers, I can't give them to you. Hector doesn't share. Dude's like a brother to me that I've known for over 30 years, and I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen or heard him express emotions. Motherfucker's basically a Cyberman.
Mm-hmm.
But Ask Amanda did. I wanted to help because crying women are not the kind of thing I want to deal with. I was honest. I had as much of an idea why the hell he broke up with her than the fact that he was obsessed with the bodybuilding documentary Pumping Iron. She asked me to put in a good word for her. I said I doubted it would carry that much weight, but I would. Don't remember how this came up, but she had suggested going out for karaoke. I don't know if this was some way to curry favor with me, but I didn't care. None of my friends ever wanted to karaoke, so I was up for it.
Because karaoke. I didn't have any friends. I was karaoke, new to the area and just didn't know anybody.
Fair
and
enough.
You were cool.
And karaoke is fun.
Yes, it is.
My friend had spent most of his time at Amanda's place for the duration of the relationship, so it was weird seeing him in the house. We were all eating something, and I mentioned something during conversation about giving Amanda another chance. Our other roommate made a weird face and asked, "Where did that come from?" He was not a member of the Mandy fan club.
We're talking Sandeep, yeah?
Oh, well, yeah. Yes, we are now.
Yeah, he was not.
Not sure if he ever became one either. All of my friends are sociopaths.
That is accurate.
While not to the extent of her master cock masher predecessor, Amanda has been
wow.
Known, Amanda has been known to get inappropriately affectionate.
Yes.
Especially when she gets a little tipsy.
Hmm?
After Amanda moved in, there was a Christmas party at our place. I don't know if this was actually after or not.
Probably.
It was a pretty miserable time for me in general. I was on a medication that kept me from drinking, and I was already having issues with a different young woman. So when sauced and sassy Amanda came over and sat on my lap while declaring loudly my lack of sex life, I was stone cold sober and I think understandably pissed.
I would never, except I totally do that to people.
Yes. I allowed that and probably some other small and now very insignificant things stick in my craw, mostly because I was frustrated with life itself. Over the years, I believe I've come to understand her better and appreciate the person she is.
Aw.
I officiated her at my friend's wedding, which I think was even your idea.
It was, actually. We needed to find a way to get you involved, and yeah. Neither of us is religious, so I was like, let's have Dave do it.
See what I mean? They had to find a way to get me involved.
Well, only because I told him that he wasn't allowed to have 15 groomsmen, and he had to pick 3.
Oh. That day, I welcomed Amanda into the family.
Hmm.
That one we collect over time, the one that, if we've chosen wisely, become closer than our blood. She's like the sister I never had.
Am I like the sister you never wanted as well? Because you have 2 sisters.
Like I said.
Do you like me as much as you like them?
Well, you're the sister I never had.
Exactly. If you listen to previous Unfucking Relatable episodes, you'll know.
Okay, I guess that does not sound so complimentary.
Yeah, Dave,
now.
Dave has a strained relationship with his sisters.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, well, I guess I just forget that they're there.
Wow. Sweet.
So, in a very real sense, without Amanda, this podcast wouldn't exist.
Hmm.
She's helped give me an avenue with which to flex my creative muscles. I wouldn't know all these people that do all these that do the podcast network, and it's something I've always wanted to do, and like. I wouldn't be involved in writing stage shows and things like that if it weren't for your introduction into this world. So
you wouldn't have microphones or a way to record the podcast or anything like that. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Or a sexy bearded man named Pat that just start talking.
Yes. Yes, just randomly.
Man,
talking.
I thought Nick was bad.
No.
Apparently it's whoever just has a beard is going to.
Oh, no, now Nick's grabbing his mic.
Did you say my name?
You guys, Dave was complimenting me. Why'd you have to go and ruin it? He was having emotions and shit.
Sorry, I heard my name.
Are you like Rumpelstiltskin or something? Like,
well, you just said all your friends are sociopaths, so...
Yeah, don't say his name 3 times. It's horrible. He turns into Beetlejuice.
Well, you don't have to do... To be fair, you don't have to do that for him to show up behind you in the bathroom.
All right, this has gotten
me
really
in the bathroom?
Awkward.
Nick Candyman Mataragas.
Yeah.
Nick,
hey,
the Gacy.
Can we talk about me some more? I like it when we talk about me.
Well, again, I wanted to thank you. I'm sorry.
You're sorry for what? Did he just got up and walked away? I don't know what just happened.
Do you want Nick to come watch you in the bathroom?
Oh my God, he's got the fucking Mandy Lisa. That is what that is, right? The Mandy Lee song?
Yeah, conspicuous. Oh, yeah. It's funny how you sat there the whole time right next to an easel. And
you
didn't
know, I saw the easel earlier and then
for.
Forgot about it.
Ah.
Honestly.
There you go. There's my
You also forgot that I warned you about this months ago.
Was I drunk?
No.
You should have been.
Oh, I think you did tell me about it. Whatever. You know what?
Chekhov's art.
I am an artist in many ways. I cannot paint for shit. And I had to do a terrible project in art school that came out horribly. And, of course, it wasn't the worst one in the class. Not the best one at all, but not the worst. And Dave...
Can we get photos of those at any point?
Dave found this in the basement and...
Tucked away.
It's horrible. This horrible, horrible painting that is...
pictures to come on the Facebook and Instagram.
But he fell in love with it and he carries it around with him and it's part of like his Instagram and he calls it the Mandy Lisa. And so now this horrible piece of shit that I created is art, probably the only piece of art that I've ever created that has made someone happy.
Oh,
so,
that's not true.
Hashtag
so, you know,
the Mandy
whatever.
Lisa. So there's a couple things to unpack about this.
Here, you want the mic?
Oh, he went and he's grabbing
it. He's not here, man.
He's just going to cuddle it.
So, I don't know if you realize this, but your teacher's comments are on the back.
I know. I don't remember what they say, though, because I haven't looked at it in so long.
Well, if they wouldn't have written them in purple pen, it would be a lot easier to read in the like relative dark here. But, okay.
Oh, I can barely see it.
Yeah. I like some of the color variation. However,
yes. Mm. I think I got a C- on this particular
there
project.
There is very little shift in shape or how each square is composed. Also, the features are drawn on top of the image word instead of being broken down by value and shape.
Okay, so the project was to take a self-portrait, put a grid over it, and then we had to pick two complementary colors, and we're supposed to just look at each individual little square and pick those complementary colors and make shapes or some shit. I don't know.
And
it made no sense to me, and so I just fucking drew it, and it's terrible.
What about this was ever really a self-portrait? Because you said complementary colors. So not like actual colors, but some other...
Orange, I think, is what I chose. But you could add as much black or white or whatever.
Complementary colors are blue and orange, yellow and violet and red and green. Yeah.
There you go.
Wait,
it was purple and yellow.
Yes.
That's what I picked.
Identify yourself. Is it... Wait, are you...
Rosy cheeks.
I thought you might have been...
Tushy earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were Tush.
I have multiple personalities. It's okay.
She's the president of Color Chicago. She would know about color.
Last comment on that paper, I believe, was, don't quit your day job.
Yeah,
well, that
probably.
Was their day job. They were a teacher.
But, yeah, at the same
and
time...
And yes, C-.
I understand those comments, having been through art school. This is a pretty common project in art school, actually.
Yeah, and I'm terrible. I'm a photographer.
I cannot draw.
I have self-portraits. One is terrible, and one looks better than that. That's in colored pencil.
Well, that's not hard.
Does any of them look
that's
like...
That's not hard.
Colored,
look
yes,
like
it is. It was in my colored drawing class that I did with colored pencil. But I will say that, yeah, you can tell you drew on the lines afterwards.
So this was... I was really trying to do the project properly, mm-hmm. and then it was like 3 a.m., and I was just like, whatever. And then that's when I drew the teeth. And that's what Dave is always hung up on, is
the
horrible bucky teeth.
The two things are the teeth and then the fact that your eyelashes blend right into your eyebrows. So they look like they've merged together into one clump.
I have really long eyelashes. I've had people ask me if they're real. Thank you very much.
Fair enough. Okay. Also, you can tell where you gave up on the project because, like, the outer ring...
It's the features.
The outer ring has details, and you've got, like, cross-hatching going on and stuff. And then in the middle, it's just blobs of beige.
Exactly. Exactly. That was where 3 a.m.
Oh, that's what we should call...
And I had other shit to do that I would rather have been doing, like my actual photography.
Oh, man. I wish we would have called it blobs of beige now, but... Hashtag the Mandy Lisa is pretty great.
No, Mandy Lisa is a great title.
I like Mandy Lisa.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get it going for Instagram.
All right, cool.
So we're not done with this little painting yet.
Of course not.
Next to Nick, there is a bag, and in it are some cards as well as some pens. Oh, get your picture with it.
Pilfered
pens.
That's
another thing. Everybody go ahead and either get a photo of it or get yourself in a selfie with it. Hashtag the Mandy Lisa.
Amanda, just so you know, the Mandy Lisa is on the cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bring
of
them
course
up.
It is.
Bring them
of
up.
Of course it is.
Well, I hand them out and let's have Amanda see
yeah,
them, too.
Yeah, I'll hand these out. They say on there, unfucking relatable across the eyes, like Dave's artwork.
Very
and
nice.
And then it says cards against Amanda.
Cards against Amanda.
And in case we forgot to note that... nose hoop ring that's in the portrait.
Yeah.
Nice touch. I like it.
I like that Dave started out by kissing my ass and telling me how awesome I was and how thankful he was before he's like, and now we're just going to make fun of you. You're lucky I'm not sensitive.
You've been on the
honest
show
to God, though,
times.
Dave, for an art school piece, this is not bad.
I told you it wasn't the worst one. Awful as it is, it wasn't the worst one.
Most of my stuff in art school was horrible. I went for graphic design, and I had to go through all drawing and painting and everything. I get it.
All right, but
I like how this is a podcast about how you're unfucking relatable, but now you're telling other people that they're unfucking relatable.
This is all season for this, including including the priest and
the rabbi.
Yeah, and the guy that you decided to share his proposal story as your own, like an asshole.
Whatever. I'm
whatever.
Not even going to defend that, but no, we've kind of been building to this. So those cards, you have there, and hopefully your pens.
The rainbow pens?
What they're...
The rainbow pens?
Did everybody in the audience get one?
Oh, no, those were not... Nick posted...
Oh, are those the prizes?
No, that was just a photo.
No. These are just the pens you're going to use... for the card.
These are stolen pens.
So what you're going to write on the cards is your very best insult of this painting.
Wow.
Can I critique it from where I stand?
You're lucky I love you. I'm just saying.
I would like to say that from where I stand, it looks like a piece of cardboard.
He's behind it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Amanda. I really like it. Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
The best piece of cardboard I've ever seen
in
my life.
I will say, seen better days because it's spent the last, I don't know how many years in
the
back of my car.
It looks like it's got like grease stains and shit on it now.
Well, I was thinking
more for the fact that it's warped as shit.
That too.
Now.
Dave,
yeah.
do these insults have to be honest or should they just be as mean as possible?
Whatever.
Okay.
I like how I'm being roasted.
We'll read
in
them.
In public. It was
we'll
great.
Boom, roasted.
Okay. We'll read them all, but put your star by your best one, because that will be your entry into the contest.
Oh, we can write multiples?
Oh, so you can write more than one, and then just put the star next to your entry. Do I get to read them? I kind of want to read them.
Oh,
I do. I think
they're
going to be read out loud,
I wasn't
right?
going to have that. Wait,
no,
hold
I
want to
read
hold
them.
On. Don't give them to us yet.
Now, Nick, were you able to give one to each member of the audience? I mean, did you run out?
No, we did not run out, but it was close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I wasted a lot of company resources on these, including the pens that are being used.
Stolen.
Also, if you are not on our email list, the Memoriam Development email list.
You should be.
You should put your email on there. That is also how we are going to... deliver news of the prize. Unfucking Relatable will be at Elgin Fringe Fest in September, doing two live shows. The prize,
two live shows.
Two live shows.
Not two live crew.
Oh, that's what I was thinking you said. I'm sorry.
At the Elgin Fringe Festival.
There will be two live crews.
An amazing art festival.
It is fantastic.
So the prize is a free ticket and button, for which is a required admission to anything at the Elgin Fringe Fest on me.
Oh, you're paying for the button too?
I will pay for the button,
so
too.
So they have to pay, they pay zero what to get into the show.
They pay zero to get into the
That's
show.
A great deal.
What
That's
is the value awesome, of this actually. Prize? Huh? Like $100 or something? What's the overall value of the prize? Like,
don't tell them that. I'm not a rich man.
Like $200, right?
Something He's a rich like man.
The value.
The value is the experience.
The
for
value
free.
Is immeasurable.
Yeah.
Yes. Priceless.
Exactly.
All right. So, if everybody is everybody done?
Yes.
Oh, I see this.
There's more
still writing
happening. I can see.
Oh, I just
People
wrote one.
Are
if
super
anybody
excited
needs,
to insult
if,
me, I like it.
If anybody
like
needs
it.
More cards, we have. I have more. There.
Barely.
Yeah, there are a couple more cards to fill.
Barely. I just wrote one really good one.
That's all that matters.
I feel like everyone in this room has just
actually,
been waiting for
that?
A chance to
I
insult
want,
me.
I want.
No, you're supposed to write your best insult about the painting.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, what it looks like to you, if it's insulting, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're in on this, too. Thank you.
We got the employees.
By the way,
fun
go
of
to
now.
Lawler's. It's an awesome bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Lawler's for letting us do this.
Let's hear it for Lawler's.
Woo!
Woo! There's like...
Woo-hoo!
There's like 80 people here. It's crazy.
I know. I'm surprised
we had
enough
cards.
It's so sad
that like 65 of them are quiet.
Well, they're just shy.
Yeah. I think they're those people who, what would you call it, Nick? The De Niro laugh?
Yeah, the De Niro
you know,
laugh.
They're just like...
Shoulder shaking.
Yeah.
Where it almost looks like
they're
crying. I think
they're just mesmerized by the Mandy Lisa. They can't look away.
Crying? Well, Mandy Lisa's eyes will follow you. I don't know if you know this.
That's because a bit of my blood is in the paint and her soul follows you.
So this
well,
is
actually,
the portrait
I was to say
of Dorian
because
Gray.
Her eyes are actually facing two different directions.
Well, it's a self-portrait.
Yeah, she had to look the other way to be able to draw it.
Okay, so good God, we're still going. Yeah, are you done? No, that's fine. Make it good. Oh,
so,
do you have multiple cards, well, too?
You could probably start reading them. While
yeah,
the other
if, yeah, we can start reading
right.
them if you've
so,
got...
So Nick, or actually Rebecca, if
Rebecca,
you want
the,
grab,
oh,
here's
the
mine.
Lovely
Mix
Rebecca
it in there so they don't know
cards
which mine.
Right now.
And I don't want to know who
Who's going to read them?
I don't want to know... yeah, she said she wants to.
I think
I'm
maybe
read
Nick
them.
Should read them out loud.
Oh, you
so
want me to read them out loud?
You're not biased,
No, this is kind of...
No, I don't think I get to pick.
I'm not read them. Amanda's going to read them.
I don't think I get to pick. I just want
to
read them.
I get to pick.
Yeah.
But so I don't want to know whose is whose. We'll do all... If they have multiple, we'll read the ones that aren't starred first.
That's why I think it should be Nick reading it, because you might be able to tell by their handwriting or something.
I'm not looking at it.
I don't know anyone's handwriting. Just give me the cards.
And what does it matter? I'm not going to be able to see it.
It. All right, here we go.
All right. So they're written on the back here.
With the Elgin Fringe Festival pass on the line.
All right. Cards against Amanda. This one has no stars on it, but
okay.
I think people just are so moved by my art that they couldn't help but write artist statements about it. Okay. The eyes look like mice.
Aww.
Mice are cute. That's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the closest I will ever come to celebrities read mean tweets.
That's good.
She looks happy, yet psychotic.
That's
also
accurate. Yeah,
that's
a self-portrait right there.
These are not really insults.
I was
going to
say, right off the bat, I'm going to say...
She...
I'm glad there are no stars on that one because disqualified.
Yeah, this... I don't think this is a star. I think they thought about starring it and crossed it out. She, painting lady, looks... looks like her face was on fire.
Her face
is on fire.
And someone
put it out with a wet shovel.
Oh,
that's some real art, then.
That's pretty
this
good.
This doesn't have a star next to it.
You know
though.
What?
I like that
say,
one.
Yeah, if the lower jaw being sort of off askew does make me think hit with a shovel.
I like that one. That was a good one.
Unfortunately, no star. Well, is that the, there were two, the, was that the only one? Was that the only one on that card?
That was the only one on this card.
Okay, so that's
the only one. That's a different one.
Okay. That's in the running then.
Wow. All right. This first one, this first comment is very abstract.
Ooh.
The second one is just a straight up insult. All right. So for a comment that is as abstract as the painting itself, insulting cultural appropriation and the South during the witching hour, one stroke at a time.
You know what? Not funny, but I wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I've absolutely thought that forever. I look at that thing and I think of like Aunt Jemima gone wrong.
Oh man!
And it makes me glad I can't eat pancakes on keto.
Did you have red hair when you painted this?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah,
I think that's
definitely
why.
Didn't have purple hair. I was either red or blonde.
Yeah, because it almost looks like you painted cornrows. So.
Wow.
Just, yeah. That's where I think the cultural appropriation came.
Right, all right,
can't
all
wait
right.
for you guys to see the picture.
It looks like I'm in blackface. Is that what
no,
you?
No, it looks like
saying?
You have cornrows. I didn't say blackface. Yeah, that tight.
Can you go to the mic so we could pick it up for
yeah.
the...
Yeah, use the mic, damn
yeah,
it, Tush.
Yeah, please. Tush.
Yeah, move it, Tush.
Yeah, so as a, 10-year licensed cosmetologist, I wouldn't say cornrows, but definitely some ethnic hairstyle, like when they set the hair where,
like a wave?
Like Julio, but really short.
You know, so, cause the coil of the curl is very tight and it looks like, yeah, it's like your coils are set tight to your head. So I'm wondering if you went through some like, you know, early Christina phase or something. You
so
know,
like some relaxer in the hair or something?
Nah, relaxer's a little different, but you know, either way, it's definitely an ethnic hairstyle going on there.
Have you ever let your soul glow?
Wow. I am not that cool.
Or your soul shine?
Let your soul glow!
She visited New Orleans and never came back.
There you go. Now, so, okay, so I guess that comment made way more sense to the rest of the audience than it did to me.
Fair enough.
The second comment on this card is just a full-on insult, which is great.
I'm excited.
You're truly a colorblind, farsighted wench.
Okay, I wasn't really
I'm sorry, Amanda, okay. I didn't mean it. I really didn't.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
sorry.
Okay,
all right, to
That's
be
fantastic.
Fair.
That's fantastic.
This was never supposed to be insults about you.
Well, someone misunderstood you, apparently.
It was supposed to be an insult of the painting.
Rebecca, how could you say that?
I'm going to disqualify that one.
how many are qualified?
It's off.
One so far.
Yeah, one so far.
All right, this one.
You are not a wench, Amanda. Oh, no, the first one's dead on.
Okay.
All yeah. right.
But not an insult, but totally true.
Wait, did they put an asterisk by it?
No. Well, no.
He said star, not asterisk.
Oh, okay.
It's got a bullet point.
I was going to say, they're bullet points.
They're bullet points. So this is simple, to the point. Three words. Fat Albert's mom.
Okay. Well done. Because I look... Honestly, other than Aunt Jemima, I usually think female mushmouth.
Ooh,
I had
that's
no
good.
Idea
that's
that this
good.
Terrible painting looked so inappropriately ethnic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the overuse of bronzer.
It looks like mushmouth if they were doing it
I
like a
Simpsons
character.
I could only use
character.
Purple and yellow. Like, those like were the only two I colors know. I could use. You can't get my pasty-ass skin with purple and yellow.
As someone with a fine arts degree, I get it.
I mean, it's kind of like Mushmouth is wearing a muumuu.
That was the
bit,
closest thing to like, skin tone I could do with purple and yellow.
To be fair, we don't know what Mushmouth does when he's not on camera.
Oh, no, we absolutely...
True.
Not on camera.
Yeah, not on camera.
Fair enough.
I don't know what pile you want that in, but here's that one.
I'm just going to say clubhouse leader. Those are my three words.
All right, okay. All right. What the hell? Who is this person? Okay. This is way more insulting to Van Gogh than it is to me, but it looks like it was painted by the donkey Van Gogh fucked.
I didn't know that about Van Gogh.
He's a one-year donkey fucker.
I don't know everyone in this room, and I hope that this was written by one of the people that I don't know. Otherwise, I have to question some of my friendships.
Well, I think the point is that it kind of has, because of the yellows, it kind of, and the fact that it's a little bit more abstract, it has kind of a fucked up Van Gogh feel to it.
Or the person just
yes,
only...
also I wrote that one.
I was going to say, or the person just only knows one classic artist and wanted to put a donkey
no,
fucking joke in.
No, I know many, many artists, but if you were to compare it to an artist, it would be something
well,
that Van Gogh
disqualified for naming your own.
I got called out. I just admitted it. That's all.
Besides,
right?
You're already
See,
going
I,
to French
You were worried
press,
about
so.
Me under reading the handwriting. I don't know who these people are.
He disguised
all right, you've disqualified more people than that are entered into this contest.
There are two good ones so far.
This is an underhanded insult, and
ooh,
I appreciate it. Because it starts as a compliment and then just slowly fingers me.
So you love this whole podcast then,
yeah,
I guess.
All right. So I thought it was a photograph. The likeness is uncanny.
Sarcasm.
I like it.
Maybe it's
yeah,
like
it's pretty
your aura
mean.
Or
it's pretty
something.
Mean.
It's a little,
like
it's
said,
a little
it's,
passive aggressive.
It,
to be
yeah,
fair,
very underhanded.
It does sort of insult the painting. Well,
does it insult the painting or me?
It's more,
right.
It's
yeah,
that was kind of insulting, Dave.
It's definitely more you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since it at least mentioned the painting, I suppose it's like. Then I guess that's still in the running.
Oh, well, this next one is simply a comment on my actual personality. Terrifying stalker about to eat raw meat. Yes.
I like it.
I like it, too.
It's the teeth.
Yeah, I can see
it. I am
it.
Not above tartare or sushi. It's
hell
fine.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back to the shovel one now.
The shovel one?
The shovel one.
It all comes back to the teeth. It's very much like the rabbit from Monty Python, The Holy Grail.
Mm.
The teeth.
Teeth. Speaking of teeth, buck-toothed ogre Neanderthal.
Neanderthal?
That's how I say
yeah,
Neanderthal.
That's actually how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Huh.
As Celine would say, it's all coming back to meat.
Thank you for that, Rose.
That was beautiful.
I like the Neanderthal
Amanda,
one. I think that's pretty good.
Buck-toothed ogre Neanderthal.
Amanda,
very
we could be here all day reading these. Why don't you just keep it to one or two more? You know?
Yeah, we should probably cut it short.
Right,
yeah,
right,
probably
right, just, right.
I mean,
because
there's
these,
so many of them.
Yeah, all these submissions.
Yeah, I think we'll... Fine, last one.
Fine. All right. This one...
Wait, are there two on that card or just one?
Just the one.
Okay, then this is the
again,
last one.
Three words. Rejected Jefferson's daughter.
Like it? Wait, the Jeffersons, the TV
as
show,
in,
or Thomas?
No, I have no idea. It's not specific.
Put the mic on that lady. She has something to say.
I said it could be either. I was thinking of the TV show, but as
you
she read it.
You disqualified yourself.
You just disqualified yourself.
I realized.
That was not necessarily a trick.
I see it, because there's...
To be fair...
There is a resemblance to Sherman Helmsley.
So no one
to
put asterisks
fair,
on
liked,
any of these.
I like the double meaning. It was very clever.
All right, so who's the winner then?
I don't get to pick the winner.
Well,
do you? Are you picking Dave, or do you want the audience to pick?
Van Gogh. Van Gogh. Van Gogh. Van Gogh. Right.
No Van Gogh.
Damn.
You know, they were all pretty good. I got to say.
That last one was
Van
really
Wilder.
Good.
Van Wilder.
Van Helsing.
No.
All right, I'm sorry. Jeez.
That movie was terrible.
It was not. You don't know good movies.
That movie was terrible, and I will watch it anytime it's on.
Fair enough.
Normally donkey fucking is going to be a good answer.
Right, but because I wrote it, you're not going to choose it.
Well, and Nick, you're already going to Fringe Fest, so
yes.
I'm not giving you anything.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, hey, where's the...
Do you know the... You don't have to... Have the card in your hand if you know the winner.
Well, no, I just want to keep it. I want the third one. Here we go.
The third one.
So yeah. we'll keep it to three.
Okay.
And we will do this by audience participation.
Ooh. Very nice.
Also, no one put their names on these.
I didn't
it's
know
okay.
you didn't
it's
say
okay.
put your name on it.
If you want to win a prize, you put your name on it.
And you put an asterisk on it.
Or you
star.
Just claim that
asterisk.
It was yours when you announced
yes,
the winner.
That
very,
too.
Very
and
well.
Hope no one
okay,
arm
so,
wrestles you for it.
All right, so first one, three finalists. Mm-hmm. First one is she, painting lady, and I'm assuming you mean the lady in the painting,
I
not the
so.
Lady who may, who paints.
That's what it's, that's how I interpreted it.
Because she, painting lady, looks like her face was on fire and someone put it out with a wet shovel.
I still really like that one.
At least the shovel was wet.
Well,
it's
how else would
thoughtful.
You put out the fire? Can't do it with a dry
and
shovel.
And then there is...
All right, so could we call that one shovel?
We'll call it shovel.
Shovel.
Okay.
Shovel.
And then I feel... I'm just going to put it in here because I liked it anyway. Rejected Jennifer Jefferson's daughter.
Jefferson.
And Fat Albert's mom.
Those are the ones you went with?
Okay.
Those are the top three.
Man, I wish you had gone with the...
The Van Gogh one?
No.
Van Helsing?
Appropriation.
It's not an insult. It's just a comment.
It's just an observation.
It's truth does not make it funny.
Okay.
I cannot be insulted by it. Again, this Tush keeps talking, and she
yeah.
will not come up to the...
I'm not going to lie.
I think
this,
you should just hand her the mic,
this,
Nick.
This
she talks
painting,
more than
you just don't want me to talk.
This painting was created before I knew what cultural appropriation even was.
I'm not saying
was.
You can't talk.
I think most people didn't know at that time.
Okay, so...
It is almost a decade old.
And it's still not as bad as my history, so it's fine.
Okay,
that's
so
true.
We're deciding now.
Okay.
Wait, I think that Jefferson won. She's going to Elgin Fringe Fest, too.
Well, okay, well, let's get a... Yeah, that's true. She does have friends that could go.
That is
I
true.
Friends.
I know the rest of you don't, but I do.
I don't.
I won't after this.
I used to.
I won't have friends after this show.
Fair enough.
Dave's packed this place with all of his friends.
Wow.
That's a true statement.
Patrick.
You're not even looking at me when you talk.
I can't talk
I love
to,
that.
I can't look at you.
It's fair.
So who's winning?
So,
let's
well,
move on.
So
go.
we're gonna put it to the audience.
All right.
So
one person wrote in, yelled in donkey.
Donkey's out.
Nick, shut the fuck up.
So,
yeah,
I don't care if your hair isn't too long anymore. Your mouth is too big.
And you
shut
shaved
up.
Your face. You should grow a mustache again, Nick.
So,
yeah, we can see too much of your face now.
It's going to come down to... So Shovel, Jefferson, Albert? Is that what we went with the
That's
last
one? That's what you chose,
yeah.
I believe.
Yes.
Shovel,
well,
Jefferson, Albert.
I was trying
Albert.
To get the shorthand for Albert. I don't think we ever got that one.
Albert.
All right,
I didn't
so
say that
all in... Who likes Shovel?
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
That's, well,
yeah.
That was pretty strong for Shovel. Now, Jefferson.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh, really? Ouch.
Woo.
Oh, God. I appreciated that one in a way that...
Okay. I liked it. It just
yeah,
wasn't
but you put it up for
good.
The audience.
Yeah.
It is what it
and,
is.
And, well, Fat Albert's mom.
Yeah!
Woo.
Boo.
I think that might be the winner.
I think Fat Albert's mom is the
Fat
winner.
Fat Albert's mom. All right,
now who,
I
who
like
wrote that?
Ah!
Oh, nice!
Gianna wins.
Very nice.
So how are you going to give her this prize?
Well, the thing I did, I said at the beginning, which no one did.
Put your email on there.
Email. Because I will send out a link to, like, because we don't know exactly what the date is. We just know it's, like, September 9th through 14th, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be that second week.
So it's, like, one of 2 days in that week. Don't know exactly when. This way, I'll email you when it is. Like, and we'll do two shows, so whichever one's better for you. Okay.
Awesome.
Who wrote the shovel one, by the way? I'm curious.
Yeah,
nice.
Shovel is very nice.
Thanks, man. I don't know.
Hey, Dave.
My friend brought someone that said I look like I get hit with a shovel. I like it.
Dave, I have something to say.
Oh, boy.
What?
Did you kill a baby today?
I was just getting ready to say that. I hate that song.
I just wanted to congratulate you on getting your medical marijuana card.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's an achievement I have...
that you have unlocked. An achievement you have unlocked.
That I have
it's quite the accomplishment.
Strived for many years and managed to cobble together $100. And actually the hardest part was not getting my doctor to agree to it, but getting his crappy assistants to give him the paperwork.
Awesome.
I waited a month for that damn paperwork.
Well, congrats.
Thank you. I paid $100 to essentially probably get half a year's worth of that because
that'll be recreational.
It will be legal in Illinois.
Yeah. Hey, man, $100 is worth it.
That's true, but
you can smoke up and look at the Mandy Lisa. She'll stare back at you and smile.
To be fair, I still have to pay for it.
You should probably not look at that painting while high.
Totally look at that painting while high.
I'm going to drop acid and look at that painting, going to kill myself.
We're never going to see you again.
Make fun of that painting all you want, but the painting will never sit in your lap while drunk and make fun of your sex life.
That's probably
a good
thing.
Are you trying to tell
me
I should hang out with the painting instead of you?
Maybe. I think she's nicer to you than I am.
That's probably true.
She doesn't give you as many opportunities, though.
She's... It's a tough trade-off.
She hasn't cooked for you the way I have.
Or
Amanda is a really good...
At all.
Or at all, exactly.
Yeah, that's...
I take care of you, man.
Yeah.
Amanda can cook.
Stop making yourself
indispensable. Better than painting, I'm sorry to say. But
hey, man,
really
I got my
cook.
Skills. Painting is not one of them.
Yeah, you're really good at cooking.
You should really stop making yourself so indispensable because then people are going to, like, need you.
I know, right? It's really annoying.
You should team up with someone who can paint you and you photograph it. Yeah.
I should totally freaking do that, right?
Wouldn't it be awesome? We could use your body as a canvas.
But will it bring as much joy?
All I heard was body is a canvas.
Yeah, body and canvas is very joyous.
You know, my body is a wonderland.
I can tell you that I've gotten more joy out of this. And I've been to many museums, many of them historical, to be fair. But I don't think anything has ever... I mean, I've seen American Gothic. And frankly, I mean, nothing takes my breath away quite like the Mandy Lisa.
I just didn't know
now,
that Van Gogh fucked a goat.
Now, if people want to see the Mandy Lisa, are there going to be photos of it on the Facebook page or the website?
It will be on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I put up the design of the Cards Against Amanda cards on the site, so you can play Cards Against Amanda at home. Feel free.
And you can message me, just unfucking relatable, your best insults of my art.
I will pass them along.
It'll be great.
If we get enough of them, maybe we have another episode where we just have... Like,
where Amanda reads mean tweets? Like it.
Yeah.
But maybe to be fair, maybe you should put some of her pictures that she takes too up. You know, just to kind of counter this.
Oh, my God. Why would I want to do that?
Pat is, like,
because
so
you're a nice guy.
Not about letting me get bullied. It's very sweet.
I understand why he likes you better, because you kiss his ass. You're a nice guy?
Yeah.
Have you met Dave?
Has Amanda ever been an ass kisser? Do you know her?
I'm talking about Pat.
Oh, he's calling me a nice guy? See, he's behind me. I can't hear him.
Yeah, no, he called you a nice guy.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
I am, yes. Yes. I'm going for my medical marijuana card. So do you have any pointers?
Let's go. There's one nearby where I live. I was going
to
go.
I need to be like.
You were about to say where you live.
I almost
and all
did.
Of your fans
I
would come
did.
Pounding on your door.
Yeah, they would stalk you down.
Thankfully, I did redact all pertinent information short of my name on that card.
So are we opening this up to questions or
Well, does anybody have
feedback?
Anything they want to say? Tush?
I'm sure a lot of people
do. Tush has been pretty active already, so. Anybody else have any questions?
So let's line up by Nick and ask some kind of question.
Wait a second. Yeah, have we ever gotten a selfie with you?
No, but that's what one of our audience members is trying to do right now.
Holy shit. It has to be done. That's
it
going
has
on.
To
oh,
be done.
It's happening right now. Whoa.
Do I have to be right next to it?
You should
all right,
be,
Amanda's
actually,
off mic right now.
Hold it up so that it's over her face.
This makes for really good podcast, by the way.
So that we can get the full, like...
Try to make the exact same face. Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
I don't know. Make sure that somebody hits you in the face with a shovel so you get that jaw just right.
And Van Gogh fucks a goat.
Well, you know what? We don't have time to wet down the shovel. So we do what we have to do. So
I've met Van Gogh's donkey if you want me to bring him in.
Oh, I thought it was a goat.
I bet you've met Van Gogh's donkey. So this, believe it or not, is not the end of the season.
No.
Oh, God, it's so exhausting.
This is so climatic, though. It's like I thought that this would be the end.
I know, and, you know, it just didn't work out that way.
I'm just feeling the energy with this
We had a planned finale. We have a planned finale. Not sure when we're going to get it done yet, but we're still assembling the crew.
Oh, we have a question.
Wait, we have a question before I go into marketing mode.
I just got my selfie taken with the best painting ever.
So this is Rebecca, and I just want to know, you know, Amanda sat in your lap, and she made fun of your sex life.
I didn't actually make fun of his sex life. I think I just loudly asked when the last time he had sex was.
Sounds accurate.
And he turned really red and didn't answer me, and that was the end of that interaction.
So I just was wondering
at that point, I was like, don't like this girl.
I just wondered if you were ever able to solve the problem or help him in any way. Whatever.
Is this like erectile dysfunction?
I don't know. I mean, I just wondered if Amanda, if you were able to,
listened to this podcast at all? I mean, listen to this podcast, and this man is beyond help. I can't. I don't know.
Having been on this podcast, I do know that.
I can lead him to the pussy, but I can't make
him
eat.
I was on the one positive episode.
Rebecca, you were on a particularly nice episode.
I was. Yeah.
You were on the season premiere, I believe.
I think so.
I still say that the answer to your problems, Dave, is a calendar.
We're not doing the boob calendar.
I didn't even say that. I'm just talking about a calendar.
But everybody who's listened knows what you're talking about. Because every time you bring up the calendar, that's what...
Then we get the listeners.
So in other words, if you sat in his lap today, do you think you'd get the same answer?
So Dave, when was the last time you had sex?
So the... finale.
Yep, got the same answer. He's less red now because he's more used to me. But
also, everyone's been giving him shit for months now during this season and last season.
I was gonna say this is two seasons of this.
He's
can't,
got thicker skin
I'm not,
now.
I'm not allowed.
I've been good
to,
for him.
I'm not allowed to dish out a little bit. I guess not. All right. So the season finale. Once again, go on to the Memoriam Development YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You can just search for this too under Unfucking Relatable Presents Logman. The shrimp is not enough.
Yes.
Oh,
it's.
If you think the Mandy Lisa is atrocious, watch Logman.
Yeah, it's like Quentin Tarantino fucked a chicken and the chicken made a movie.
The only reason I am like, allowing this.
You know
this.
What though? If they had a kid, would you know who got the dominant features?
No, it's like if that chicken then was able to film a movie. That's what it was.
That's what I said. The chicken.
Oh,
filmed
I'm
a
sorry.
Movie.
I can't hear you over.
You're
here.
Pat.
Unlike the
I'm Pat, and I like
look.
Calendars.
It's a different form of art. Here we have painting. This is motion art, film, classic.
Classic.
Yes.
And art. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Everything is art.
Wait, we have someone else that was in Logman in this very room, right?
Oh.
We can talk to him later.
We'll talk to him later.
Okay.
Well, we can talk to him next episode when we actually talk about
enough.
The movie. Yeah, he didn't feel like sharing at all.
I mean, nobody else came up to the mic. I think somebody else should come up to the mic. At least one more person. Yeah, there you go.
We got another question.
And please start with your name.
I'm Shovel.
You're Trevor?
Shovel.
Oh, you're Shovel Man. Very nice. Thank you so much for your
which
clever insult.
Which he used to bury you.
Yeah.
And he's a bearded man, too, so I have respect for you.
So are we going to get a new painting every season?
Oh.
That's terrifying. You're going to make me go through that torture again? For shitty paintings?
Hey, now.
I have a collection of terrible drawings, too. Dave just hasn't found them.
Painting and drawing are very different.
I
can tell you that.
I'm a much better drawer than I am
really?
Painter.
I'm a much better painter than a drawer.
And Nick, this podcast isn't about you.
That's not to say that I am good at drawing. I am just better at it than I am painting.
I would just say that if you painted more, you'd probably get better.
Or I could stick to the shit that I'm good at, like singing and writing and acting and photography. I am cooking. I'm confident in myself. It's fine.
Man, if you were a...
I can be bad at some shit. I'm
man,
all right.
If you were a painter, you'd be a Renaissance woman.
There you go.
Is that like Danny DeVito?
Did you just tell me I had a big ass?
Oh, because
Renaissance women.
Women in Renaissance paintings were curvy.
You'd have to also
curvy.
Go back to your you'd have to go back to your red hair because seemingly everyone in those pictures has red hair.
Usually, I think it says it was exotic, and they were witches.
They were bitches?
Witches.
Oh.
You know, witches have stitches.
Not wenches.
I'm no, just
that's
saying.
Snitches.
Oh,
all
snitches.
Right. So are we wrapping this up? What's going on, man?
So, again, go on the YouTube channel, watch the movie, comment on it.
The movie being Logman. We got sidetracked.
Movie,
go watch Logman.
Unfucking Relatable presents Logman. The shrimp is not enough. It's 90-some minutes. The last 5 minutes are credits. But there's some there were some teasers for a potential sequel in there.
Oh, my
God. Just throwing it out there. It could happen.
It could.
It could happen.
If you don't stop it, it could happen.
Yep.
So, if we comment,
Man 2,
will you not
Guerrilla Warfare. Okay. Just saying, there was a treatment. This is entirely, I should say, it's almost entirely improvised. It shows.
Don't insult improv that way.
I co-directed it. I play multiple parts. Everybody plays multiple parts. Just about. Do you play multiple parts?
He just plays the most racist.
Yeah. Well, that was his own creation, I think. So,
well, congratulations on getting your medical marijuana card.
Thank
just
you.
Say that.
So, as always, visit the Instagram page. That's Philosophy of Idiocy.
Yes.
Visit Unfucking Relatable on Facebook, Twitter at UnrelatableCast. Nick, are we talking about? Something else?
Yeah, actually, I got one thing. Memoriam Development has their second year of their horror anthology Nightshade coming out.
Ooh.
in late September, early October. The last weekend in September, first weekend in October. Because you are listening to this podcast, you get a discount. So if you go to brownpapertickets.com/nightshade, brownpapertickets.com/nightshade.
Brownpapertickets.com/nightshade.
Tell me what a nightshade is.
You can buy tickets right there. And since you're listening to this podcast, you can get a discount. All you have to do is put in the code PODTASTIC. PODTASTIC.
That's the best code you could come up with?
Shut up, Dave.
You didn't even ask anyone's opinion on whether or not that was any good?
I don't care.
Yeah, you didn't ask me.
Yeah, that sounds
I would have said like calendar or something like
whatever,
that.
Whatever, it's very podtastic, I guess.
Well, it's for all our podcasts, not just your jackass one, so there.
Hey, some of those other ones I show up on occasionally.
For now.
I think I'm on all of them.
Yeah. For now.
You don't want to be on this one ever again. so that's good. Nightshade is a...
Horror anthology.
It's a horror anthology play.
Horror anthology.
Look, I will make it whatever.
It's 10 minute scary plays for people that don't know what horror anthology means.
Roughly.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that will be in first week of October?
First weekend of October and last weekend of September.
Correct.
I like how you said that backwards.
That's because he said October 1st.
I know.
I did, because people think horror, they think October. So, plenty of stuff for me, the rest of the crew here from Memoriam Development. Thank you all very much for joining us. Thank you, Amanda, for putting up with this.
You're welcome.
In spite of everything.
I probably deserved it after the last 13 years.
Well, one time, you know? What one time I get
and
to say
and I grew
something.
On you, and in spite of all of that,
it's
you
probably,
hurt me.
It's probably because you never gave him shit about a mole above his eyebrow.
That's true.
Yeah. Vengeance is coming.
Ooh.
Not really. That's it for us here. Again, check out all the past episodes on whatever podcast.
Wherever you find great podcasts.
Thank you, because platforms, whatever, programs, apps, all them things. Check out all the sodes.
The sodes.
So, this was not the normal show.
No.
So this was not really my life.
No.
But you were still laughing at it.
That's true.
Peace Good night. Out.
memoriam development.
You deserve an easier and better way to do laundry. And a GE laundry pair with Flex Dispense from Lowe's is just the thing to make it happen. Flex Dispense automatically releases liquid or powder detergent, fabric softener, or even detergent packs at the right time for faster activation and improved cleaning. You also deserve free delivery, and you'll get it too when you buy your new GE laundry pair. A gift for home is a gift for all, and Lowe's is your home for the holidays. While supplies last, free delivery on appliances $396 or more through 11/18, U.S. only.